You're listening to Australia Overnight with Richard Stansbury.
Is anyone else feeling exhausted from this year? It feels like after spending the last 2 years locked up in our houses, people are trying to play catch up on things we've missed out on. I know a lot of people, and I'm doing the same thing, that are traveling, you know, going to concerts, out constantly on weekends. And I think it mainly comes down to FOMO, the fear of missing out. 131873, has the fear of missing out left you exhausted as the year is coming to an end? 131873. Joining me now is communication leadership and mindset expert Renee Geruso. Good morning.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Well, I'm a little bit exhausted. How about yourself?
Feeling the same, hence my thoughts on FOMO at this time of the year.
Well, what do you think it is? Is it because we're trying to play catch up? Because I think that's the case for me. Mm. I've got a holiday in a week's time, and I cannot wait for it just to go up there and do nothing.
Yeah, look, I do. I think we're coming out of this post, pandemic haze, and I think, I know for one, I love connection and being out with people and just speaking to so many friends, family, and a lot of our clients. They're like, I just nothing stops. I feel like I'm just on this, stop this train. I want to get off. And I think we've brought it on ourselves. And, during the pandemic, we connected virtually. We had these other ways to connect. And I think now being back out, we're trying to make up for lost time. And you hit the nail on the head. Holidays, friends, movies. I know a lot of people that are going out at night during the week that wouldn't normally do that. And it's really, I'm seeing a lot of people sleep deprived, lacking focus, decline in productivity, and really feeling like, bring on Christmas Day.
Yes, when it's really hectic. Do you think it might also be, and I was just thinking, that we're not match fit in that we were working from home, we weren't doing the school pick up and drop off, we weren't, going out for dinner on the weekend, we were ordering in, we weren't going to the movies, we were streaming something. Do you think it is that we have just forgotten about how hectic life can actually be?
Definitely. I actually think we've managed to fit, I know I have, a lot more into my day, and a lot of people have. So they haven't got the office commute or the school commute. So we're filling our days up, and we've got used to creating habits around that. And now we're back out and we get this lost time, getting into the office or going out for dinner in the city, like you said. But still trying to maintain the same expectation that we had when we weren't out and about. And, I know people in other states that, I'm based in Melbourne, and that haven't had the lockdowns we had, and they're experiencing this. And also, too, I think just that expectation, Richard, like all the virtual concerts and things that were on during COVID, now people have got into new hobbies and passions, and they're pursuing them out in the real world. So they may be doing more than they did before.
So how do we spread it out? Because it feels like we're trying to cram it all in. How do we spread it out?
Yeah, I've got a few tips. One of the ones I've used for a while, and I know a lot of people are loving, is creating a no list. So who and what are you going to say no to? And maybe the friends aren't the same as they were, years ago. Maybe, you're having topical conversations with people for the sake of it. Maybe you're saying, yes, you're a people pleaser and you want to be out there with everyone. But jealously protecting your time and saying, I've only got this much energy, who and what and am I saying no to, and really owning it and saying no to the event, not the person, then we don't feel too guilty.
I actually had down here, need to learn to say no? So that's perfect. And next to it, I had, or perhaps, do we need to learn to be patient again? And by that, I mean that, we see an event coming up and we go, I don't want to miss out on doing this again. I'm going. But even though I know the following week I've got this on and then that on. So argument's sake, the Australian Open starts in January, and that's a big event for the country. You can, if you're in Victoria, you jump on a train. If you might fly from interstate. Do you think, okay, no, I've just had Christmas. I know we've got the holiday, and then after that we've got the Australia Day long weekend, and I know that we want to try and go to the cricket as well. Let's maybe give that a miss this year and be patient and book it off another time.
Yeah, definitely. And that's just creating some boundaries, what's okay and what's not okay around what we're doing. So I think I've had to do it recently, just really prioritising things. And I think really looking at, like I said before, you know, your expectations have changed. So you need to change your mindset and your habits of what you're doing as well. So definitely, and even reviewing relationships. You know, I know a lot of people have had people in their lives that they've got really close to during COVID, and some they were close to that they're not, you know, not as close to now. So in a nice way and with love, looking at, you know, what relationships do I want to forge, grow and maintain, and what ones don't serve me anymore. And it's not being selfish. It's really, I guess, coming down to that self-care and looking after your energy, because, you know, some people can really zap your energy, as you know.
So it can be a bit overwhelming when we're trying to process it all, or, you know, realising that how much we've got on our plates and looking ahead and, you know, again, feeling overwhelmed and it can seem too big. What are some things that people can do, I suppose, on a small scale, on a day-to-day basis, to try and stop feeling from being overwhelmed, to, I suppose, train yourself to, like you said, say no or be more patient and know that it's okay to sometimes miss out?
Yeah, so like I said, the no list is a good one, setting some boundaries. If you're a bit of a planner, look ahead and get your rocks in. So get in the things that are important to you, that you value in life and the people you value in life. And you know, just create some habits. I've gone back to, I'm only out two nights a week, whereas with my work, I could easily be out every night. And it's just minimising those distractions and going, where do I want to place, you know, place my energy? Another thing, Richard, that I'm very big on is do what lights you up. Mm. When we do things we're really passionate about, that really, you know, put a pep in our step, it helps us become energetic, and I know for a fact it can help you keep going. So just really be mindful of what things can you drop off, what things don't you need to do, and, you know, how can you save time or create time to do the things you really love. Maybe you're running around doing a million things to fit things in, but none of them are rewarding or make you happy. So it's that real self-reflective, you know, time. And it doesn't mean you have to sit on the beach with a journal. It can be as simple as, you know, if you're listening to this call now, just going, you know, what do I need? What do I need to let in, and what do I need to let go of? And I think that can really help.
You mentioned, I suppose, planning. Could that also get you in a trap? Now, and I'm thinking here, is it better sometimes if we let ourselves be bored, if we don't have so much locked in, if we don't have such a set, not necessarily routine, but a set diary, I suppose, knowing that we've got this on this weekend, could you perhaps just kind of let it be and take a day or a weekend as it comes to, you know, to break down, what do I actually want to do today?
That's right, but that's still with the FOMO, that still needs planning to say, hey, next weekend, I did it the other weekend. That's why when you said that, I giggled, because I said to my husband, let's just not, and I'm usually the one planning stuff, I said, let's not plan anything next weekend. And he like looked at me as if, yeah, right. And we didn't. And things happened and friends dropped in, but it was effortless. And it was, you know, I believe in spontaneity. So I still think you have to plan to create the space to be, if that makes sense.
It does. Plan to plan. Plan to be not planned.
plan the unplanned time. And I think A lot of people are mixing up this me time with self-growth. And, you know, I've been talking to quite a few clients about this. So they say, oh, I've got time in the diary just for me. And I always say you should have that. We have a diary back to back with other people. Actually plan some time in your diary that says me time. Mm. And use that to just be. And it doesn't mean you have to do a course or read a book. It could be, you know, what do you do that has no purpose? And that's a pretty profound question. But what do you do that doesn't have to have an outcome?
I like that.
Yeah, in Italy, I'm half Italian, you know, hence the surname. In Italy, there's a phrase they use, and I can't really pronounce it. It's about a lot of the nunnas in Italy use it, and it basically means to pause and have a coffee and do nothing. So they might be cooking up a storm in the kitchen, and I still remember my nonna sitting there having a coffee, just looking down, even for a minute, and they do that very well. So finding what that pause is for you, I think, is really important.
That's great. Renee Geruso, communication, leadership and mindset expert, thank you so much for your time this morning, and thank you so much for your helps and your tips.
Pleasure, Richard. Thanks for having me.
131873, has the fear of missing out left you exhausted as the year is coming to an end? And what are you doing for a bit of you time, a bit of a relax, a bit of an unwind? And are you planning to not be so planned? 131873.